Ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lion. By nature, women are sentimental creatures who store away all the memories of the past, such as their first dance program, a pressed flower from their wedding bouquet, baby's first shoe, and the older a thing becomes, the more they love it, which is one of the reasons that Bebe adores Ben. Well, naturally, she always thought that Ben loved her until last Thursday. It was late afternoon, but Bebe still had no premonition of what lay ahead.
Dear, wasn't Barbara's column in the Clarion simply wonderful today?
Yes, I was just reading it again. Lady Muriel Cramer's party was a brilliant success.
Oh, Mother, where are you?
At the top of page 2.
We're in the living room, Barbara.
Hello, Mother. Hi, Aunt Florrie.
Hello, Barbara. Dear.
Your column gets better every day.
Yes, darling. It's terribly interesting.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it. Oh, Mother, I brought your hat back. May I borrow it again?
You know, that's the neatest hat trick I've ever seen.
Hey, Barbara, I just read your column.
Oh, this is really fame. What did you think of it, Richard?
It's a very slick piece of writing. It's got a lot of polish.
Really?
Yeah, I just cleaned my shoes on it.
Well, thank you, dear brother.
Oh, that was just a gag. I think it's terrific. I don't know where you get all the news.
Oh, that reminds me. Lady Cramer says she's flying to Venice tomorrow. Got a pencil, Mother?
Here you are, dear. I wish I were going to Venice. Don't you, Florrie?
Oh, darling. Just the thought of a handsome Italian in a gondola makes my stockings unravel.
May I quote you?
Oh, don't you dare.
Well, have any of you got any news for me?
I suppose you heard of the terrible tragedy that's happening up the street.
No, what is it?
The guy's getting married.
Richard, that wasn't funny. Marriage is far too wonderful to make jokes about. And I'm sure your mother agrees with me.
I certainly do, Florrie. I've been married to Ben for 28 years, and I certainly don't feel like laughing.
Hey, Richard, is there really a wedding up the street?
Yes, and it must be a very important one. You should see the crowd outside the church.
Oh, dear, that's the local wedding my editor was telling me about. Oh, I wish I could have covered it.
Well, why don't you?
Oh, Mother, a wedding story without photos is nothing. And all our photographers are out on the Mansfield case.
What a pity.
Yes, I was terribly disappointed. I wanted a photographer so badly, I'd have been willing to pay his fee myself.
Watch the birdie.
Richard, you mean you take the pictures for me?
Well, I'd be glad to, Barbara. Come on, my camera's in the hall cupboard.
Okay, see you later, Mother. Bye, Aunt Florrie.
Bye, darling.
It's a lucky thing for Barbara. Her brother's a photographer. She'd have a difficult time getting a cameraman while the Mansfield murder trial is on.
Which murder trial is that?
Oh, darling, it's all over the front page of the Clarion.
It is?
Yes, look, here it is. 54-year-old company director Perry Mansfield was today accused of murdering his wife Beatrice. The Mansfields apparently had been happily married for 28 years.
So Ben and I.
The prosecuting counsel alleges that Mansfield fell in love with his pretty 20-year-old secretary, then murdered his wife by putting poison in her food.
Oh, how awful. If Ben ever did a thing like that to me, I'd never speak to him again.
Oh, well, that's one thing you don't have to worry about.
No, I've got a wonderful husband. And I certainly don't have to worry about his secretary, Miss Crane. She's older than he is.
Then they're the only two people who can discuss ancient history from memory.
It's a good thing that Ben didn't hear you say that.
Well, I'm sorry he didn't. I must be running along now, darling, but I'll pop in later.
All right, Florrie. When cross-examined, Perry Mansfield admitted his motive for killing his wife was to collect her life insurance so he could run away with his beautiful young secretary.
Oh, hello, Skeeter, my boy.
Ben, are you home?
Well, I just walked through the front door, so I guess I am.
Silly boy. Come here and give your wife a big kiss.
Say, I must come home more often.
Ben, why didn't you come home for lunch?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey, but I had a rough morning. All my appointments were mixed up.
Oh, I thought Miss Crane was very efficient.
She is, but she's gone to Ireland for 2 months, and I've got a new secretary.
Oh, a young one?
Yes, and you know how it is.
No, how is it?
Well, she forgets things. Oh, that reminds me. Honey, did you pay your life insurance? Oh! Well, don't tell me you forgot.
No, dear. I paid it.
Oh, good.
That's how men feel started.
What did you say?
Oh, nothing, dear, nothing. What's your new secretary's name?
Miss Bishop. You know, it's funny. I've had Miss Crane all these years, and I got so used to her. Then all of a sudden, in comes Miss Bishop.
Now, of course, Miss Beebe.
Beebe, what's the matter with you? You keep talking to yourself.
Oh, I know I do, dear, and I keep getting some pretty nasty answers. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Well, where are you going?
Well, I just remembered something I have to tell Flory. Flory, let me in.
Phoebe, darling, whatever's the matter?
Close the door.
All right, dear. Now, what's wrong?
Oh, Flory, I wouldn't tell this to a living soul, but you're different.
Well, thank you. Now, come on, what is it?
Oh, it's horrible. It's my husband.
Yes, darling, we've always known that.
Now, Flory, please, this is serious. When he came home tonight, he asked me if I'd paid my life insurance.
Well, what's so horrible about that?
Now, wait, you haven't heard everything. Miss Crane has gone to Ireland, and he's got a new secretary.
Well, what do you expect him to do?
But, Flory, don't you see? Life insurance, young secretary, and he didn't come home for lunch. It's just like the Mansfield case.
Oh, Beebe, honestly, I've never heard anything so ridiculous in all my life. You're just imagining things. This Mansfield case has gone to your head.
And I suppose you think there's nothing in it.
I know it. You only have to look at Mansfield's picture to see he has the face of a brutal maniac. And when you look at Ben's face... Well, I still don't believe it.
Well, I hope you're right.
Of course I am. Now, why don't you go home and forget all about it?
Well, I'll go home, but I won't forget about it.
Richard did to me. I was never so humiliated in all my life.
Barbara, for Pete's sake, dry up.
Now, what's the matter with you two?
You should have seen him, Daddy. That's the last time I'll ever ask him to take wedding pictures for my paper.
Oh, stop it. I took some very good shots of the bride and groom, didn't I?
Yes, but you didn't have to stand by the bridal car shouting, "Order your copies here."
Look, will you both please quiet down? I've had a rough day.
What happened?
Everything. I've got the dumbest cluck for a new secretary that you've ever seen. I had to do practically everything myself. I've never known such inefficiency in all my life.
Gee, that's too bad.
Oh, don't worry. Miss Crane told me she was coming back in 2 months.
I can't take another 2 months of this, Barbara. She'll drive me nuts. She's absolutely hopeless.
What are you going to do?
I'll just have to get somebody else.
Oh, Miss Barbara, will you hand me that coffee cup and sandwich, please? Oh,
here you are, Aggie.
Thank you. If I've no more interruptions, dinner will be ready soon. Let's see now. Fish, carrots, peas.
Oh, Aggie, open the back door, will you?
Oh, my poor dinner. I'm coming, Mrs. Lyon.
I'm sorry, I didn't have a key.
Oh, that's all right. Mrs. Lyon, you look worried. Is anything wrong?
I'm not sure.
Well, you sit down and I'll go and set the table.
No, I'll do it.
Oh, very well. Here are the dishes. Oh, mind the door. Wait. I'll open it for you.
Thanks, Aggie.
I still think you should give her another chance.
So do I.
I'm sorry, but my mind's made up.
Wonder who they're talking about.
She's the biggest dumbbell I've ever known.
They're talking about me.
Daddy, she's probably trying as hard as she can.
I can't help that. I'm getting another woman to take a place.
What was that?
I think Aggie dropped something in the kitchen.
Well, Aggie doesn't often make a mistake, you know, which is more than I can say for that dumb cluck of mine. This week, I'm going to get rid of her.
Gosh, Daddy, I'd hate to have to make a decision like that.
I know a man who got someone else to do it for him.
Well, I don't like to ask anybody else to do my dirty work. Now, look, I better go in and see what's going on in there. Oh, Aggie, what's happened to... Oh, BB, I didn't see you.
Keep away from me. Keep away from me, you Bluebeard.
What's the matter with Ma?
I don't know.
Never mind. She'll get over it.
Hey, Barbara, do you want those wedding pictures I took for tomorrow morning?
No, but I'll have to have them in the afternoon.
Then I'd better telephone the chemist and order some developer. Now, let's see. I'll also need some acetic acid, some potassium ferrous cyanide. Yeah, that's it. Now, I'll ask them to send it around in the morning. Can I charge it to your account, Pop?
Why does everybody always charge everything to me?
Because you're such a sweet father.
Yeah, I'm also a sucker. Okay, go ahead, Richard.
Hey, where's Mother?
Resting, I hope. She didn't have a very good night.
Why not?
I don't know. Every time I said, close your eyes and sleep, dear, she'd jump out of bed and walk around the room.
And she didn't eat a thing for breakfast.
Mr. Lyon, I've just been out to see your wife.
Did you ask her if she was coming down to lunch, Aggie?
Aye, and she said if she couldn't be here in person, she would be with you in spirit.
What was that again?
Mr. Lyon, I don't want to alarm you, but she's been doing and saying some most peculiar things this morning.
Come to think of it, she was very jumpy last night. Remember, she broke all those dishes.
Aye, the poor woman's a bundle of nerves. When I was upstairs just now, Skeeter barked, and she jumped up and locked herself in the cupboard.
She's done it again.
Oh, no, that was her bedroom door closing.
Oh, sweetheart, are you coming down to lunch?
I'll be down in a minute.
I wonder what's the matter with her.
Oh, I think she's just a little run down. So now, look, let's all make a special effort to be nice to her and try and cheer her up.
Oh, we will. Poor Mother. She works so hard for us, and we never show any appreciation.
Well, there's someone else around here who works darn hard and gets very little thanks for it, too.
I know there is. Thank you, Aggie.
Thank you, Ben.
Mr. Lyon, I've got some fresh orange juice in the kitchen. Do you think Mrs. Lyon would like some before lunch?
Just the thing. I'll beat up an egg and put some glucose in it.
Aye, and a drop of cream.
Oh, Richard, hand me those cushions. I want to make the sofa nice and comfortable for Mother.
Here you are.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello, darling. Come and lie down.
No, no.
Pop wants us to take care of you.
I know he does.
Mother, for heaven's sakes, relax. You're just a bundle of nerves.
No, no, I'm not. I'm not the least bit nervous.
Ma, please come out of the cupboard.
I was just looking for something.
Mother, you can't fool us. But everybody gets depressed once in a while.
They do, eh?
Well, yes. When it happens to me, I just tell myself it's my imagination. Now laugh it off.
I don't feel like laughing.
Do it to please us, Ma. Come on, laugh.
All right, dear. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, try again.
Ha, ha, ha. It's no good. I just can't laugh, no matter how hard I try.
Oh, here, darling. Take this drink, and your troubles will be over. Honey, here, now, calm down and drink this.
You drink it.
But I mixed it especially for you.
I know you did.
Daddy, don't force her.
No, you'll upset her.
All right, I won't.
What are you all whispering about?
Oh, nothing, darling. We just want you to sit down and have your lunch.
Sit next to me, sweetheart. Then I can keep an eye on you.
No, I'll sit over here. Then I can keep an eye on all of you.
Here's the fish and the vegetables. I'll go and get the coffee.
Potatoes, Mother?
After you.
Sprouts, Ma?
After you.
Oh, come on. Just one sprout.
All right, but peel it first.
Phoebe, have some of this lovely fish.
No, thank you. I'm on a diet.
Since when?
Since now.
Well, this cod won't hurt you, dear. Now, come on, darling. Eat your fish.
Please, Ma. It'll make us all really happy.
It will? Aw, oh, do it for us and be an angel.
Oh, wait a minute, dear. Change plates with me.
Well, I... What did you change plates for?
Well, the way your mother was acting, you'd think I gave her a bad piece of fish. Look, honey, look. Look, I'm eating it.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I guess I was a bit overwrought. You'd never believe the strange things that were going through my head.
Well, tell us, Mother.
Well, I... Oh, it's the funniest thing you've ever heard.
Well, Mr. Lyon, there's a man at the back door with a parcel from the chemist.
Oh, it must be that stuff I ordered for the solution. Just tell him to leave it, Aggie.
He says he can't unless you sign for it.
Why not?
Because it's poison.
Ma! Come out of that cupboard!
Aggie.
Oh, Mrs. Wainwright, I'm so glad you've come over. I'm very worried about Mrs. Lyon.
You mean she's still got that silly thing in her head?
Now, that's no way to talk about her brain.
But, Aggie, that isn't what I meant. Where is she?
Oh, I don't know. I think she's upstairs.
Never mind. I'll find her.
Oh, Phoebe. Phoebe, are you up there?
Not yet. But it won't be long now.
Now, don't tell me you're going to start all that all over again.
But you don't know what's happened since I saw you. Ben's trying to poison me so he can collect my life insurance.
Oh, darling, I was hoping you'd forgotten that silly idea by now. When I came over this evening, I was hoping to find a new woman.
Don't worry, Ben's working on that.
Phoebe, you've absolutely no proof that there's anything between he and his secretary now, have you?
I don't need proof. I tell you, Florrie, I'm afraid to buy a newspaper in case I read that I've been murdered.
Obviously, what am I going to do with you?
Nothing.
In a few days, you'll be laughing at yourself for even thinking about such a thing.
Well, I hope you're right.
I know I'm right. Now, come on. Let's have some nice, cheerful music. I'll switch on the radio.
After you go...
Phoebe, how can I convince you?
Oh, you can. All you can do is watch and hope.
Well, if it'll make you feel any easier, darling, I'll keep popping over. Now, if you need me, just phone.
Thank you, dear.
Your coat, Daddy.
Oh, thanks, Barbara.
Oh, hi, Pop. You're home early.
Well, I've been worried about your mother. Where is she?
She's over at Aunt Florrie's.
You know, I think Mother needs a couple of weeks' rest.
You're right, Miss Barbara. Your mother didn't have a real holiday this year, and we've had a dreadful winter.
Daddy, why don't you send her someplace where she can get a little sunshine?
That's exactly what I intend to do. Have you got any ideas?
Well, yes. Just the other day, she and Aunt Florrie were saying how they'd love to go to Venice.
Oh, I think this time of year would be much warmer further south. Naples would be perfect.
Aye. Now, when are you planning to leave?
Oh, I'm afraid I'm too busy to get away right now, Aggie.
Oh, Daddy, I think Mother will need a new traveling suit.
Oh, then I'll get her one.
Boy, this is the nicest house to have a nervous breakdown in.
And the easiest. Look, I'll go to the travel bureau and arrange everything. And, Richard, you'll go around to that little tailor's on the corner and ask him if he can make your mother a suit in 4 days.
That's pretty quick service.
I'm sure if you explain why she needs it, he'll rush it through.
Yes, ask him if he can come over tonight.
Okay, I'll go and see him now.
Oh, and Richard, ask him not to tell your mother it's a suit. I want to surprise her.
Okay, Pop.
Well, I'd better get over to the travel bureau.
Is the trip a surprise, too?
Well, Natch. Now, look, I'll be home as soon as I can.
The tailor's here.
Good. Ask him to come in the den.
Aye. Go right then, Mr. Stone.
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Richard, about your mother's suit.
Mr. Stone, you mustn't say suit. Remember, it's a surprise.
Very well, but this is going to be rather difficult. You see, I'll have to ask your mother certain questions and take her measurements.
Well, of course you will, Mr. Stone, but just don't let on it's a suit. Oh, Ma!
What was that?
That was my mother.
Oh, I see.
Her nerves are sort of on edge, so if she acts a bit funny, don't notice it.
No, I won't.
Oh, Ma! Come out of the cupboard!
I've brought someone to see you.
Who is it?
It's Mr. Stone. Papa asked me to invite him over.
Mr. Stone?
How do you do, madam?
How do you... Oh. Don't come any closer.
I was only going to shake your hand.
Don't bother, it's already shaking.
Please don't be nervous, madam. I merely wish to get a few details about your, something.
What is it?
Your husband has asked me to make something for you.
What sort of a something?
Let's just say you'll need one where you're going.
Well.
Now, tell me, what's your favorite color?
Pink. Why?
Oh, I think something dark would be much more suitable for you. Mr. Richard, does your mother like panels?
What?
Now, if you just stand still, dear lady, I'd like to measure you for it.
Seems my husband has thought of everything.
Now, Mrs. Lyon, please, you're crying on my tape measure.
I don't care.
Now, if you'll just hold still a few seconds, I'll be through. And in a very short time, you'll be the envy of all the ladies in the neighborhood.
Ooh, don't try to fool me. I know you're up to something, so you may as well tell me what you're planning.
Oh, I'm not at liberty to tell you that, dear lady. But I assure you, when it's finished, it will bring you a lot of attention.
Yes, you'll be a sensation, Ma. You'll be out of this world. Well, gee, it's not something that happens to you every day.
Very well. I can see your father's determined to go through with this. So come on. Let's get it over.
Splendid.
Thanks, Ma.
There. I finished with your measurements. And now, dear lady, there are just one or two things more I need to know.
Yes?
What's your taste in trimmings? And, do you prefer any particular type of lining?
Yes. I'd like silver handles and a copper bottom.
Gracious. Young man, I don't think your mother's in a fit emotional state to discuss these matters.
No, you'd better use your own judgment.
Thank you. Mrs. Lyon, I do hope you find my work satisfactory. I assure you, none of my customers has ever come back to complain.
How could they?
Thank goodness you're here.
I still can't believe what you told me on the telephone. It's so macabre. Are you sure you didn't have a nightmare?
Of course I didn't.
Well, I just don't know what to think.
Chloe, not so loud. I don't want them to know we're in the kitchen.
But what about Barbara and Richard? Surely they wouldn't want you to come to any harm.
He's probably had them hypnotized.
Oh, hello, Skeeter. Oh, Richard.
Come on, Chloe. Listen through the door.
All right, dear.
Yes, Pop? Did Mr. Stone come over?
Yes, but he can't finish it in time, so he sent over one he had in stock. He said he thinks it's the right size.
Good, because I'd be happier if your mother could go tomorrow.
What?
Poor Ma, so run down.
Oh, Daddy, look at the lovely flowers I got for Mother.
Barbara, you got them too soon.
Oh, the monster!
Oh, it doesn't matter, Daddy. I'll get her some more. You know, I hate to think of her going alone. I wish I were flying there with her.
Bless her little heart.
I'd like to be with her, too. I'm afraid she'll get lonely, Pop. She won't find any of our friends where she's going.
I've already thought of that, son. So I've decided Flory must go, too.
What?
Oh!
Really? Arranged it?
Yes, I've got it all set for her to go with your mother.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, a man just
called with this parcel.
Oh, thanks, Aggie. This is for my wife and Mrs. Wainwright.
I'll bet it's poison.
I hope the heat won't be too much for Mrs. Wainwright.
Oh, he's even got Aggie mixed up in this.
Come on, I've taken enough. Let's go in and face them with it.
All right, go ahead.
So, you thought I wouldn't find out, didn't you?
Who told you?
Nobody told me. And the next time you try to fool me, remember two things. That's a thin door, and this is not a thick head.
Gosh, you spoiled Pop's surprise.
I'll bet we did.
Flory, you're just the one I want to see.
Not another step near, or I'll show you my judo.
What a revolting thought.
You thought you were going to get away with murder, didn't you, Ben Lyon?
Oh, Mrs. Wainwright, I might have expected this from Mrs. Lyon, but not from you.
Aggie, you know perfectly well what that dreadful man was planning tomorrow.
Well, don't worry, Flory. We're not going.
Good. That'll save me some money.
I can't understand it. There aren't many men who pay for his wife's ticket and her friend to go on a trip to Italy.
Italy?
Yes, the man from the travel bureau just called with your tickets. Look, honey.
Oh, so that's it. Oh, baby, what fools we've been.
Yes. Mrs. Lyon, don't tell me you ever thought for one minute that anybody was trying to get rid of you.
Well, let's just say I had something on my mind, but now it's completely gone.
Good. She's back to normal.
So that's why you kept jumping up and shutting yourself in the cupboard.
Yes, Richard. You have a very silly mother.
And a very sweet one.
Thank you, darling. Flory, haven't I got a wonderful family?
You certainly have. And Ben, darling, how can I ever thank you for offering me that marvelous holiday?
Well, I figured you'd be away for 2 weeks, Flory. What more could I ask?
Oh, you old tease. Come here, you adorable silly man. I'm going to give you a great big kiss. Oh!
Pop, please come out of that cupboard.
Antoine's Life with the Lions, with Bebe Daniels and Ben Lyon, where their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, and Wilfred Bramble. The incidental music was by Paul Fennelly, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Block, Ronnie Hanbury, and Bebe Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.